Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hi, friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey, hey, friends. Welcome to episode 51 of Friends with a Twist.
Hola.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Ciao.
Salam.
Konnichiwa. Okay, right, so anyway.
I don't know how to pronounce any of these other words I'm looking at.
We keep really trying to say hello in as many languages as we can, and I think that was pretty decent. We are not experts. We're just trying to have fun, and I don't know. We love traveling. You're a world traveler now, and just we got a lot of things going on with all different cultures, so we're going to share all that, and we thought we'd have some fun and say hello. So, hey. But yes, hey, hey, I'm Madison. Welcome to this episode. My co-host, Kenzie, say hello. Just English.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
We are back for another fun-filled, tantalizing episode.
Mm.
And we appreciate you joining in to listen to us. I know there's some people who are just starting fresh, probably with this episode.
And wondering what in God's name they've stumbled across.
Just bear with us. We promise it's worth it. And for those of you we know have been around from the beginning, we love and appreciate you. So thank you, faithful listeners, for still being here.
So in this episode, we will tell you all about what's new in our lives in our Chick Chat segment. And then we always have a life in the lifestyle. And in this episode, we will be covering hot wifing.
Mm.
All things hot wife. Hot wifery, wifery, hot wifery. That sounds funner, which is not a word before everybody sends me an email about it. And then lastly is our going deep. And in this episode, 51, you are going to hear a sexy threesome MFM story from Miss Madison that I think I maybe sort of kind of have an idea of at least who it is, but I cannot wait to hear all the juicy details later. So stick around for that.
So yeah, let's jump right on into our chick chat. Of course, we're going to start with a shot of Fireball for everyone's, well, for the sake of just letting you people know, this is only our basically second Fireball shot of the day. We're at like 1.5. So I'm just going to call this our second.
Yeah, I think that's fair because I sort of fucked up the, I kind of gave everybody halvesies by accident.
We have wee little baby shots. So now these are real ones.
Doesn't really count. This is like we're in the major leagues now.
Cheers. Yeah, that went down smooth.
Oh.
Ha, so, time is freaking flying by this year.
I
know everyone says that, but like it really does get worse every year.
It's already June? Yeah. How the hell did that happen?
I don't know. And we're recording this a little bit earlier than when we're going to release it. So hopefully we don't mix up saying like, be there in a week.
Yeah.
It was really 2 weeks ago. So,
oops.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I know we get all these messages about people wanting us to put out more episodes all the time. Oh. But we can barely even fit this one in for June in the appropriate time frame. So we're recording it early.
Yeah, we're just ramming it in there. We're just to get it done.
No, you know? Lube, raw dogging just, it. Yeah,
it's rough, guys.
Summers are busy. So we're doing our best to at least have one episode a month for you guys. We have a lot going on. And I guess speaking of that... Mm. Would you like to take it away? Well, yeah. No, oh, wait. Let's just remind everybody.
Let's not. I don't
Pod Bash.
Yes. Oh, yay.
Sorry. Yeah, let's start with something we're both doing. Pod Bash is for, I don't know. Is this right? 3 months away? Holy shit. June, yeah, July, 3 months away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the deets are in the show notes and on our website, but we will be back at Pod Bash in Florida at Secrets this year. Mm-hmm. Super excited for that. Some friends we know and some new friends that we've just corresponded with online are going, and we can't wait to meet everybody. So,
yeah,
looking forward to that. Yeah. Unofficially, I think we're doing our FWAT Trot 5K, whatever we called it. Or yeah. We're just going to find some friends who want to take a morning run together, yeah. Probably.
Pretty low key, but yeah. Just, you know, work out, sweat out some of the alcohol, just
yeah.
Move our bodies a little bit before we...
In a different type of way.
Yeah. Before we move them in the other kind of way later in the day. So, yeah, I think maybe there are still some rooms left, but I know it's getting pretty slim pickings at this point. So If you are considering going, I strongly recommend that you... Bite the bullet, whatever, pull the plug. That's not the right phrase. Do the thing, book the room, get your ass there.
It's fuck it in the ass and book it.
Raw dog it and get the fuck there.
We have a way with words tonight.
We really do.
So yes, besides that excitement, I didn't mean to cut you off. I know you and Gary have done a whole shit ton of things. You've been all over the place, literally. So what is new? What has been going on with you guys?
So last episode, I sort of dropped a little gem to say that we were going to Germany. I hadn't really talked about it very much or at all, I guess, really prior to that. Sort of the significance, I guess, is we went specifically to Germany to visit our friends that you have heard me talk about on this podcast, Elon and Sophia. We've been friends with them for years. We met them at Desire Pearl once upon a time. And again, for years, they've been saying, come to Germany, like, we'll show you around, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And finally, the stars aligned. We were able to make it. It all worked out. So that was really the main reason that we specifically went to Germany. And I have to say, having our own, like, I don't know, personal tour guides, basically, was fucking amazing.
Yeah, you're so lucky.
I made a tiny effort to try to learn some German words and phrases before we went, and I barely had enough to at least make the effort. You know, I could say please and thank you. I could ask for some basic things. I could at least make an effort to communicate. So I think it was appreciated for what it was worth. Mm-hmm. But again, having our friends with us who are Germans was immensely valuable. So obviously, kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. If you have friends in another country and you are able to visit them, do it.
Yeah.
And have them show you around. It was funny because both Elon and Sophia made a couple different separate comments that they were showing us, you know, some of the touristy stuff, and it was things that they had never done. It's kind of those, like, you know, like when you live in a place, like you don't, I don't know, like you, like, yeah, you know that this, like, famous thing or whatever is there. But you don't.
But it's always right there for you. Like, yeah, you just think, like, to make a thing of it.
Take it for granted. So yeah. Anyway, so it's fun. I won't get into, like, all the wonderful things, I guess. What I wanted to focus on, since this is a swinger podcast, I just wanted to share a little story about the lifestyle club that we went to. So again, in my little tidbit from last episode, I had thrown out that we were planning to go to the Kit Kat Club, which is a famous club in Berlin, not specifically a swinger lifestyle club, but I think the reputation is that they are very sexually open-minded and free at that club. So spoiler, we didn't go, but where we did go was an actual lifestyle club called Insomnia.
Oh, wow.
So I thought I would take a moment here to tell you a little bit about that club and that experience.
Please.
So Insomnia is definitely not a tourist spot. It's kind of off the beaten path. As with many lifestyle clubs here in the U.S., kind of down a side street, a little, you know, like not totally shady, but maybe a little questionable. Again, if Gary and I were just trying to traverse Germany on our own, probably wouldn't have found it or been drawn to it or anything. Like, you kind of had to know it was there. But in an older building, like beautiful architecture, really well maintained, you know, not just... I don't know, I think I keep comparing it to PGC where we always go, which is just sort of a warehouse.
That's what it feels like,
yeah. Like, this club like did have kind of some character to the building, so that was cool. So a really nice lobby area when you enter the building. And actually there were several people changing kind of from their street clothes into their club wear right in the lobby area, which is a little, I guess, different than what, again, what I've seen at U.S. clubs. I mean, nobody was standing there stark naked either, but just like making some changes. There was a fee for the party, but it included your drinks. It was not a BYOB situation. I think it was about like 100 euros, which at the time of this recording is roughly $100. Like, it was almost a one-to-one equivalency. So again, not really outrageous. I mean, you know, again, like a PGC party is usually what, like 80 bucks, I think?
60 to 80.
And you are taking your own alcohol. So this was 100 and you had drinks provided.
Wow.
So that was kind of nice. Again, just like one less thing to try to figure out, I guess. So as with most lifestyle clubs, definitely a little bit darker, you know, like it's not like there's bright lights or something, kind of setting the mood, but also lots of, I guess, laser lighting to to complement the electronic sort of techno music that was pervasive in and throughout Berlin. And I'll stop here to say, like, Gary and I are not really techno people.
Oh, shit.
So that was definitely something different for us. But the Berliners were just that, like...
loving it?
Yeah.
That's neat.
And honestly, it was fun to see everyone enjoying themselves.
Yeah. That's so cool.
But
it's different.
It was definitely different for us. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so once you're in the club, the bar is right next to the dance floor, I think, as often happens. They did have some seating around the edge of the dance floor, like some tables and chairs, like a couple couches kind of stuff. So you could, you know, kind of take a break if you needed to. There was a small stage with a pole on it. There were several ladies that got up and used that throughout the night. Above the bar was this huge painting, and it was almost like a classical, like sort of Renaissance style painting of an orgy.
Which
just was like fucking perfect, right?
That's awesome.
But we made some jokes with our friends that we would love to have that, you know, in our home. Wouldn't that be a beautiful piece to have in your bedroom? But no, it was just kind of cool. And I, in my opinion, more entertaining than the porn that is often played in U.S. clubs.
Yeah.
So just something different. Again, to my American eye, something different. Then... basically, above the dance floor was sort of a loft area with just open play areas. I guess I'll call them beds for lack of a better term. They were sort of just rectangular surfaces, like kind of vinyl.
Oh.
I don't know. It probably doesn't matter. The point in even saying that is, as a couple would finish, there were attendants that were on this shit to come and like clean it down for the next person, which again,
very different
than what I'm used to seeing in U.S. clubs. Mm-hmm. So that was cool and appreciated. But there wasn't really any private space. It was just this open area. Again, not really good or bad, but just that's what it was. Again, a little bit different.
That was the only play area? Are there other rooms?
There was a couple other spaces, but frankly, it was the same idea.
Interesting.
That it was just kind of like a few of these sort of bed things next to each other. So yeah, that was something, again, that struck me as maybe unique than what I'm used to, because there really wasn't any private spaces. They did have a shower area. There was a small hot tub available. Obviously, there was restrooms. you know, so there was space provided for you to like get cleaned up, take a break if you needed to, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that was nice. There was also a basement at this establishment that was really more of a BDSM area. It was closed that particular night, I think because they didn't have a huge crowd. So they didn't want people, I guess, like too spread out. But our friend Sophia and Gary went to tour the basement. But I guess it was a pretty large space. Various options for things like restraints or spanking or, you know, some of those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. You know, like the St. Andrew's cross that you
the usual
will see at these clubs. Yeah. So that's sort of the physical space. Then the crowd was really attractive.
You sound so surprised.
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't necessarily have any set expectation either way, but I was pleasantly surprised to see a very attractive crowd. There was no sign up ahead of time. Like, and you could just show up for the party. Again, kind of a little different. I feel like a lot of the clubs that we tend to go to, typically you need to be signed up somewhere on a site or a, like
some
whatever.
Sort of list. Yeah.
In the US, I think we would consider the outfits that we saw there that night to kind of fit more of like a fetish theme night. But really, for the club, there was no theme that night. Like, that is just typical lifestyle club wear in Berlin, according to our friends. So what I mean by that, there was lots of black clothing, leather, latex, harnesses, collars, leashes, that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
There were definitely a good number of shirtless men, or they might have been wearing like a very sheer shirt with like a harness, for example. So it was that kind of vibe.
So can I ask, how did you and Gary fit in with all that? Like, did you come prepared?
I don't know that we did. I was wearing, I mean, frankly, like a pretty basic black dress, no bra. The back of the dress is open and it kind of has like these little chains that connect from, it's like a halter top dress. Mm-hmm. So from like the back of my neck at the halter, like a few chains that sort of connect then right above my butt, basically. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think I looked fine, but I clearly was not at the level of the other club goers.
Yeah.
I had heels on because that's what I do. Little did I know that that's like not a thing. Really, seriously, pretty much all the men and women in the club had on black boots of some sort.
Oh my
And I'm
gosh.
Talking like
kind platform.
Of, yeah, like you're like a Doc Marten, like combat boot, like that kind of boot.
Oh my God, I love it.
Like kind of like ankle high, you know what I mean? Like I'm not talking like thigh high stiletto boots here. Mm-hmm. Like, these are like functional fucking boots. But I mean, given the music, like with the techno beat and like, I mean, it made sense. Yeah.
That's so cool. But yeah.
And then Gary wore, he did have black boots on.
Perfect.
So that worked. And then he had on, I think, like really dark jeans that night. And he had on a black kind of like shiny shirt.
Oh, so he kind of had the vibe.
Kind of. But it was like a button-down shirt.
But no.
And but yeah, that was not what was happening. So I would imagine probably based on our outfits alone, I think it was probably easy for people to tell that we were not Germans. Mm-hmm. And then the couple people that even bothered to say hello to us. Again, I'm sure as soon as we answered, they were like, oh, you are American or at least not German or, you know, like.
Aww.
So, yeah. And I don't mean to be like, oh, poor me. We did have a very good time with many clubs in general. The music is fucking bumping, so it's hard to have a conversation anyway. Mm-hmm. And then we were definitely hesitant to really talk to anybody because we don't speak fluent German. Mm-hmm. Like, to try to initiate
That's
a conversation when you can't really hear anyway in another, like, we just didn't. And again, we were there with our friends, too. Like, we weren't specifically trying to, you know, go meet a ton of people anyway. So a few people said hello. We were polite, but it didn't, you know, it didn't really go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So very glad that we went and had the experience. That style of dress probably isn't really our thing. I will add, Gary did buy a harness in Berlin, which he now owns. He didn't wear it that night, but I cannot wait for the next opportunity to
get first Friday
to get Gary into a harness. So we'll see how that goes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, like we're not huge techno fans. Like I get it. People are, and that's cool, but not really our thing. So, meh. And then we also prefer to play in private, which was not really a thing there. Kind of the interesting, I hope, sexy part of this, now that I've led you all on. So Gary and I did play at the club with each other. Our friends, Elon and Sophia, they played with each other. It was kind of a parallel play situation.
Okay.
We hadn't talked about it. It just kind of happened like organically. Sophia was giving Elon a blowjob. And Gary looked at me and said, I'd like a blowjob too, please. So I was like, all right, one in Berlin. Sophia and I are basically sitting on this bed thing. The guys are standing. So we're giving the blowjobs. I think Elon and Sophia kind of progressed and did their own thing. So I'm sucking Gary's cock in a Berlin nightclub with techno bumping in the back. And then he asks me to flip around so we can do doggy.
Mm-hmm.
So I flip over on this vinyl bed, flip my skirt, my dress up, ass out. He slips my thong aside and starts to pound me from behind. All good. So I'm on all fours on this bed thing. To my right, Elon and Sophia are still there doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then to my left, some other couple comes to the bed space, and this guy lays down. He's got his pants down. So Gary's banging me from behind, and I'm watching this random stranger get a blowjob from his partner of the moment. I don't know if they mm-hmm. came together or not. It was like strangely hot, and like I didn't know what to do with it, like all at the same time. Because at one point, my face was mere inches away from this man's cock. And I'm not that I was offended or anything, but like I kind of was questioning all the Berlin rules mm-hmm. with like the open play spaces.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if maybe another couple like came to this bed space with any particular set of expectations. Whereas I and maybe mm-hmm. mine weren't going to match. So I was kind of like turned on and very unsure all at the same moment.
Is it like separate, quote unquote, beds or like just a long stretch of this vinyl thing?
Yeah, no, this was just like one very large.
Okay, so bed it wasn't awkward area. That many couples could use
no,
it.
No, I mean like
not like a normal size bed.
Right. Like okay. Everybody kind of had their own individual space on okay. it, I guess. Yeah. But fair question.
That makes more sense.
So yeah, so that was like kind of just a strange.
I would highly doubt it'd be like someone just starts playing next to you and you're allowed to just start touching them without communicating.
Right,
or
yeah,
something.
You would need consent first anyway. But yeah, like I kind of almost wasn't sure what to do with that. But again, strangely hot all in its own, you know, like he had a very nice looking cock, but like I just wasn't quite sure what I was supposed to do or. So anyway, Gary and I kind of like wrapped up with each other anyway. I did not interact with this other man's cock at all besides looking at it. And then we kind of like excused ourselves to go get cleaned up and use the restroom kind of thing anyway. But we can at least say, I guess, that we've played in a European lifestyle club for whatever the fuck that is worth. But no, it was a really fun night. Definitely had lots of other fun on the trip in general. The other sort of sexy piece of this that I will just drop quick as a potential teaser for a future episode is that we did spend an interesting evening. Our first hotel on this trip had a really beautiful spa area, and Elon and Sophia and Gary and I went to use the spa, and we were in this like steam room situation. All, you know, obviously like you're naked in the steam room. And it's certainly not a sexual environment, but given the four of us and our history and dynamic, it led to a very exciting evening is what I will tease you with for now, friends. But probably more to come on that in a future episode.
Well, I hope so.
Damn. So that's our big thing. We do also have some fun summer plans lined up, some weekend trips to see some friends. We are going to connect with people that we met on Quiver. Hey, guys. And then also some of our Desire friends we will be seeing a little bit later as well.
Oh, that's fun that you're going to connect with some actual people from Quiver. I know that Barry and I, we've been on there. We try to share some sexy photos like here and there. And we definitely get a lot of interaction that way with people. But we haven't actually set anything up just yet.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. As you have heard us talk about Quiver before, they have an app and a website. So if you have a strong preference for one over the other, you can access it in those various ways. You can also get 30 days for free with the code. The Q code is what it's going to ask you for. If you just use the Q code FWAT, that'll get you those 30 days for free. Check it out. See what you think. We are trying to help Quiver sort of expand their audience here on the East Coast. If you're one of our faithful Texas listeners, you guys have a shit ton of people to choose from. And we're trying to sort of beef up the pool out here on
population,
the East Coast.
Yeah. But I honestly feel like I've seen a whole heck ton of people from this, maybe not necessarily this area, but some of the surrounding states near us. So I feel like there's a pretty good pool of people in this general East Coast, Northeast Coast area.
Yeah.
So it is exciting.
Yeah.
I guess we just haven't had the time to actually connect and plan a date with somebody just yet on our end. But so I'm glad you're able to do that.
So more to come. Let you know how it goes.
Yeah. The fun of it for us has been sharing photos and like interacting that way. You know, you have all these sexy photos and you're like, how can I,
what do I
make
do
the most of this and have fun with people? So that's been a great outlet for us to share some of those. Yeah. So check it out.
Yeah, definitely enjoying Quiver. So yeah, check it out. See what you think. Okay. I've rambled on far too long. Madison, what's new with you and Barry?
Oh my God. I have like nothing to say compared to all of that. Jeez. Oh, let's see. No, but really.
You got stuff.
We have a few things. Let me see. So Barry and I just spur of the moment booked a trip to Desire RM Riviera Maya for the fall or end of the year. I guess that's still fall time frame. And this came from after I said our last trip a year ago in May, I was like, let's just take a year off. And by year, I meant like a full calendar year off from one of these trips. Let's do something different. Well, apparently we can't sit fucking still for 2 months. So we're going to be going there in November. It is part of this little mini takeover.
Okay.
Pineapple Fitness. It's a group. I think it's run from people in Canada. So a lot of people from there,
nice.
I believe, will be joining us. And that's lovely because everyone I've met from Canada so far has been very friendly.
Oh my God. Yeah. They're amazing.
Even if they're faking it, they're very friendly and I love it. So I'm very excited.
They're party people.
Yes.
Those Canadians.
Oh, yes. So I am.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I was like, what can I say? All I ever say is sorry. But like, I can't use that in this text. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Apparently, I need to get in very good shape because it's Pineapple Fitness group. Like, there's going to be a lot of very in shape people. So I'm not really sure if we're going to fully fit in physically, but we're going to like what we see,
Sure you're going to be just fine.
I hope so. I'm a little nervous. I just hope not everyone knows each other and we're kind of the outcasts. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I doubt it'll be that way. And honestly, even if it is, we're still there. Like, we can just do our own thing.
Yeah.
I'm just giving myself advice as I'm talking now.
Yeah.
So, good. No, I'm not really nervous, but I am looking forward to it. We've never spent a full week at RM, Desire RM. So this will be new. It'll be a little different. I know they've recently expanded. I believe we're in the recent addition part or whatever. That's where we will be staying. So
nice.
Excited. Dates for that will be, I believe, on our website.
Sure.
Or we will add them just in case anyone else is going that might see that. And if you want to reach out, if you're going during that time frame, we'll put the dates out there. It'll be sometime in November. So that hopefully is fun. And just the weekend that we're recording this, Barry and I recently did a boudoir photo shoot again together.
Ooh.
So that was fun. Getting like the hair and makeup done. Poor Barry had to sit there for more than an hour while I got ready. But then we did some sexy, like I was in lingerie, obviously, and he was just in jeans. No shirt. We did a lot of sexy photos. The photographer was even like, all right, put your hand around her neck. And then she's like, how about you just be topless? Like, it was very free and sexy, but not anything more than that. Like, it was just a comfortable environment to just fully express yourself. So highly recommend. I mean, you're only young once. Like, you only live this one life. Like, why not take advantage of what you are in this current moment?
Yeah.
Love it or hate it, like, years later, you're going to like looking back at these things, these sexy photos. So
Barry should have borrowed Gary's harness.
Damn it. Well, we didn't know you were going to get one.
Shit.
Next photo shoot, we'll have a harness.
Can't wait.
Oh, but really, besides that, let's see. Barry and I, we have a trip out west coming up, but it's going to be vanilla, so I'm not providing many details because, unfortunately, we get a lot of messages, I think, from people who are in the general vicinity. Ish of where we're headed. We just don't have time.
Yeah.
We really don't have time this trip to make anything extra happen. So I don't even want to put it out there and have people message to let them down because it's just, we don't really have time for it this time. But I'm looking forward to that. And then upcoming, a week from when we are recording this, so again, you might hear this after it already happened, but I think we're planning to go to Charisma's next party. It'll be their third anniversary party. So it's a pretty big one. A little nervous because I don't think we can get there until later in the day, but Charisma, it's a lifestyle club in New Jersey that is awesome. It's like a clean, I consider it more upscale type of club. There's playrooms, there's like a game area, a room where you can watch right off at the dance floor. The bar is very well organized and controlled, so it's like your regular lifestyle club, but I just feel like it's not in a sketchy area. It's not connected to anything else.
What?
It has its own like private law.
It's, I can't believe it.
I think it's beautiful. So yeah, it's Charisma with a K and a Z if you sound it out. And I believe we are going to meet some friends there that we've met at PGC before. So I'm hoping we get to see them again.
Yeah.
We're very, very, very likely going. Barry works all that weekend and whatnot, so it's hard sometimes to sneak out to these events, but we're going to do our best to get there because it seems like it's going to be a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Like, this club, they're opening early for this party. I don't know if it'll be their summer thing, but they're opening at 4 p.m. They're open until 5 a.m. Last call's at 3 a.m. of your It's BYOB, but the bartender stopped serving at 3, so it's... Like, you can have a fun fucking time there.
Hell yeah.
So.
Wow. I know you said it's, like, kind of their third, well, it is their third anniversary party. Is there any other, I don't know, I guess, additional theme connected to that party? Or, like, you're just going to wear your birthday suit and celebrate it's their third birthday?
That's not a bad idea. No, honestly, I don't think there's any other theme. I'm not sure. I'd have to double check. No, but
I'm just curious.
Probably just general sexy wear. Just maybe not, frivolity. Like, Germany, but, you know, just something.
I got a harness if you want to borrow it.
Whatever you feel sexy in, you can wear.
And those are always the most fun. You know what I mean? Yeah, because then everyone is just comfortable and sexy and free. So
awesome. Yeah. I'm hopeful for them that it's a really good turnout. It seems like it's going to be. I'm honestly worried we're going to get there too late, but we'll see what happens.
You better, like, you just got to go in hot, I think, you know?
Well, that's the plan, aren't we always? No, we'll bust through those doors and be like, we're fucking here.
It's a fucking Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, at this point, that's all that we have. Hopefully, there'll be something more by the time we come back for another episode. But, yeah it's just that kind of stuff and fun pool time in the summer. So,
yes.
Thankfully, 'tis the season. All right, my cup is about bone dry here. I need another drink to lube up this mouth of mine for more talking. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back for Life in the Lifestyle, where we talk about hot wifing.
Woo!
We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website.
All right, friends, we are back for our Life in the Lifestyle segment. And in this episode, we are going to tackle the topic of hot wifing, also known as hot wifery, for the sake of this episode, because I like that word better. No. So we're going to talk about sort of this concept of hot wifing. Mm-hmm. And I think it would make sense for us to start with a definition of kind of what it means to us, since mm-hmm. we're the ones talking about this, and kind of give us a framework for the rest of the things we're going to say about hot wifing. So for the sake of this conversation, Madison, for you and I, because I think we have very similar definitions mm-hmm. of what hot wifing means to each of us.
Yes.
Why don't we clue our listeners in to kind of how we define it, and therefore, as we talk about this today, like mm-hmm. this is kind of our frame of reference where we're coming from when we talk about hot wifing.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't realize there was such a range of what hot wifing could be. So it is mm-hmm. beyond what we think. But for my sake, I'm just going to say, I always thought that hot wifing meant a female in a committed relationship or someone married who plays separately from her husband or partner. And there's the full consent of the husband. The act of it all actually, you know, is meant to increase the bond of desire between that initial partnership, whether they're husband and wife or just partners. And honestly, I think it also includes sometimes when the husband could watch the wife or the partner playing with another partner,
yeah,
but not being involved in that. So I don't know. I typically, however, define it as when the husband is not present, like the female half of a partnership is playing alone or yeah. playing separately with the consent of all parties. That's really what I always thought it meant. I think there's some gray areas of where this can be expanded upon.
Yeah.
But that's really, from my own selfish standpoint, that's how I view it for the most part.
Yeah. And I would agree. I mean, I think, yeah, coming from my own, I guess, personal frame of reference, mm-hmm. when I think of hot wifing, I agree. That would mean, for example, I am going to play with another gentleman on my own. Mm-hmm. And yes, Gary is aware and supports that endeavor, but he is not there. Mm-hmm. And yes, there's some gray area and whatever, but I think for the sake of how we're going to be talking about this today,
yeah,
we're essentially talking about us playing separately with another man, really. Yeah. So,
yeah. I mean, I guess that's really all we have experience with. I know we've done yeah. the threesome thing with other males, and we're not really considering that realm of things. We're saying more separate play for the sake yeah. of this episode.
Correct. So that's where we're coming from. Keep that in mind as we move forward.
Yeah. And to be honest, I don't really consider myself to be a hot wife unless you separate the words. Then yes, I am a wife and sometimes I look pretty hot. But like ideally, I don't define myself as being a hot wife. However, I know like I had a few experiences dipping my toes into this hot wifing possible realm of things down at our very first pod bash. Mm-hmm. I really never thought this was something I'd enjoy or want to do.
Yeah.
Or even consider bringing up to my husband. Like with the people I've dated in the lifestyle, I never even considered this being an option.
Yeah.
And mainly, I think it was because I wasn't sure I'd be able to reciprocate if like roles were reversed. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. I mm-hmm. never felt fully ready to just be like, yeah, you go play with her and I'm just not going to be there. I just never had my mind open to that. So I never yeah. considered it for me. And I think we're going to get into how we got to this point. But if it wasn't for Barry, if I was with the people I was with in the past, I guarantee I would never have any sort of hot wife experience, okay. basically separate play experience. So yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess I got started because of, thankfully, Barry and just some simple conversations where he pushed me out of my comfort zone and said that he was okay with it. He thought it was hot. Yeah. He'd love to see if we could handle that. And it's a trial and error. You don't know if it's going to work. So yeah, why not absolutely. Try it once with consent and see how it goes? So I guess that's how I got started. Just kind of spur of the moment at Podbash and went off of something Barry and I had very briefly talked about being a possibility, thankfully. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so here we are. But how about you? Do you consider yourself to be one or how did you get into this?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I don't identify as a hot wife.
It's so interesting because I feel like you are so much more hot wife than I am.
Yeah. I don't know, I guess. But yeah, I mean, it's not something that I am necessarily actively seeking out, I think, is why I don't consider myself one.
Because it's not like your primary thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like our primary play style. So I think that's why I don't.
I see. That seems so interesting.
Consider myself, yeah. I think kind of, if I have to try to like pinpoint how we got started, I think for me, there have been many amazing experiences in the lifestyle, and there have been some that are not as amazing. And it just generally, as a rule of thumb, is tough to find that four-way connection where a male-female and a male-female couple, like everybody jives and yay and whatever. And I dare say that over the years, I think that Gary has had many more fulfilling sexual experiences.
Like when you're playing in a foursome?
Yeah, than I have, which has been a bit of a sort, like a source of issue. So I almost would say like that was kind of the door that led us to even having the conversation about it. And I will say, I just think some combination of lifestyle evolution, which we talked about last episode, and just me fucking getting older in life, I have found that I don't know. I think I just, I do better in some sort of separate situation, like separate room play.
Really?
Even.
Because you're not distracted by Gary or what?
Oh. Like I can just kind of focus on like one thing. But for what it's worth, real quick, I like having the opportunity for that, but then maybe like everybody comes together too. Like
a little mix. Of
yeah,
everything.
Like I want my cake and I want to eat it too, kind of thing. So,
oh, you're anyway. So cute.
So, yeah, I feel like that maybe was more so kind of how I, maybe how we started our conversations.
Very different, I feel like, reasons or driving forces to get into the whole play. So that's interesting. Yeah, I feel like I already touched on how I got into it.
Yeah.
Basically, it's, I feel like it's the same thing. You went back to the whole evolution thing. I don't think that's, maybe for some people, that's the primary thing they just want to do. But I feel like for a lot of the people that we know, and for us personally, I don't think we went into this lifestyle wanting that or even thinking it was a thing. So it's cool that now we're to this point where it is a thing and shows how much you grow.
Exactly. And yeah, I mean, I absolutely agree. This wasn't something that I wouldn't have fathomed this as an option when we first got in the lifestyle. And I do think, again, part of that evolution, like Gary and I kind of have slowly over the years, you know, kind of tried different things. And I do think that having some of that separate play experience can be a good, I guess, test of an eventual hot wife situation.
Okay.
Because for what I guess what I'm trying to say is that if you're in a separate room from your partner and that is not comfortable for you, you're not enjoying it, if whatever, then just to totally go off on your own, like that probably isn't going to work either. Like, so I think there's ways to maybe like test the waters, so to speak, before you really jump into it if you're not quite sure about it. So
that's a good point.
Something to think about.
All right. So we've kind of touched on like how we got into it. I feel like it was a lot of, it depends on who your partner is and what you've talked about and maybe what they get out of it too is important, not just what you get out of it. So anyway, going off of that, what do you feel like excites you the most about doing any sort of hot wife play?
I think that as odd as this might sound, somehow it still feels sort of naughty. Gary knows full well where I'm at, who I'm with, what's happening. But somehow just the idea of, like, I'm this married woman, but I'm meeting up with this guy at a hotel room or whatever it is. Like, there's something that just, I don't know, like, you know, the social norms around us. Like,
it's wrong.
It just feels naughty and dirty and, like, fun.
Which is what makes it so hot.
Which makes it even all more hotter.
Which sounds terrible, but I don't know. It's okay because it's consensual.
right. Yeah. And yeah, everybody's on board. Everybody knows what's happening. But even still, somehow to me, like it just feels there's like that little element of whatever, like naughty fun involved. And I think that, again, I have found that that scenario somehow just I can really sort of let go and be a little more free and in the moment with that play partner mm-hmm. when I am on my own, whether it is truly more of a hot wife situation or just like separate play, but just being there on my own, like I'm not so concerned about what's happening for Gary yeah, and his exactly. play partner. And like, I'm not like trying to think about that and think about what I'm doing or feeling or whatever. Like mm-hmm. I can just be in the moment with that person. So that's been really exciting as well. Mm-hmm. But what about for you?
So honestly, looking at our show notes, I'm going to read off what Barry wrote for this part, like what excites you the most about it. And he said that just knowing that Madison is having an experience with someone that she finds sexually attractive is what turns him on about it. And I yeah. guess that's really what it is. It's that full like trust in your partner and like getting off on knowing that they're having this intense, fun sexual experience with someone. It's hot. They're going to hopefully come back to you and have a hot reconnection yeah. or not, even just maybe just have a hot story to share with you. And like mm-hmm. you're turned on that they had that outlet of a new experience. So that's what he gets out of it. And I think maybe the excitement too is not necessarily, you don't do it because you are lacking something in your relationship. Yeah. It's like what you said, it's the forbidden fruit. It's not the norm. It yeah. makes it exciting. Mm-hmm. It's just another outlet to heighten the sexual excitement and chemistry with your partner. And yes, it's with somebody else and your partner may or may not even be there. But I feel like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's just this outlet and it makes me like want to do more with my partner because they're entrusting me to go out and fulfill these things, which draws me closer to my partner, to Barry, because yeah. he gets excited for it too. And I feel so empowered then to have these moments. So that's the excitement about it, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I just answered it. Yeah. Ta-da.
No, and I think just even at large, maybe beyond you and I, mm-hmm. I think that is what, from just different things that I read or people that I talk to, that seems to be a big component of hot wifing, is that you're a sexually independent woman. Mm-hmm. You want to go have different experiences with different people. Like mm-hmm. maybe there are different things that you want to try with a new partner. So yeah, being able to have those opportunities, I think, is a big part of it. And you know, you never know. I don't know. Like I'm trying to think of an example here that if there's something that I wanted to try, but Gary's just like, not really my thing. Mm-hmm. Like a hot wife experience might be a way for you to explore that interest. Like, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I think it can be those kinds of things too, that it allows you an outlet to really explore maybe some sexual fantasies. So mm-hmm. that can kind of be another component of it.
And if nothing else, it just makes you feel super confident and desired to have play with somebody mm-hmm. else. And even if your partner's not there, it really makes you feel good selfishly as a woman. You want to feel desired all the time. And to get that attention and connection from someone else really does a fucking number on your mental health, too. So,
well, ego boost never hurt no one.
There's that, too. But for me, honestly, I don't have a lot of experience with how to find people. We know how to find single guys for the threesome thing, but I've never yeah. really used our lifestyle platforms. So like, I don't really go on SLS or post hot dates to like play on my own. I mm-hmm. or use Quiver for that. I mean, what do you use to find people for these types of scenarios for your sake?
I mean, so in my head, as we're talking about all this, I have kind of three examples. And one, I connected with a guy on Field on the app.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Which I used to love and then I didn't and I'm not on there anymore. But it was useful in that respect. So that was one way. The other gentleman that I'm thinking of actually listens to the podcast. Mm. Hey, Jay. and like we kind of connected basically through that and at PGC. Mm-hmm. And then the third man that I'm thinking of that I've had these experiences with, kind of like just a culmination of things. He's been to various pod bashes and I believe he still listens to us. And so he knows about the pod or the podcast. And it just happened that like I was going to be in his area of the country for a different reason and we connected. So yeah, it's all been, I don't know, I guess except for the Field guy, it's been like it just sort of all came together.
It's like circumstantial or situational. Yeah, it just happened organically. Exactly. That's exactly my case too.
Yeah.
It was just a random like, hey, I'm kind of digging this person. Let me go for it. My partner's okay with it. All right, why fucking not?
Why not? Yeah.
Not so much log into the site. Got to find someone. I got to make this happen. It's so much better when it can just be organic and in the moment.
I think so too. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So.
And again, that's just us. I mean, yeah. I know some people, you know, approach it very differently, but you're listening to us and that's how we do it. Okay. So again, this is obviously coming from our perspective, but we would like to offer a few tips and tricks of the trade to all of you listeners. So tips for some of the wives that are listening that might be considering exploring this avenue. Here's what I've got for you. Really take some time to discuss this with your primary partner, whether it's your husband, whoever, the guy you're with right now, I don't know, whoever it is, talk to them. Talk to them. Consider why you want to explore this play style and what you hope to get from it. What purpose is it going to serve for you? Make sure that your boundaries are crystal clear before play. If, assuming it's a situation where your husband or partner is not going to be there, you need to sort of have that communication and trust that X and Y are okay, but Z isn't. And then you need to stick to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's something that you reevaluate for the next play session. But whatever you've agreed upon, I think it's very important to stick to that for this session. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then I would also say, don't settle. Like, I think if you get to the point where you've talked about it and like, okay, this is on the table, let's make it happen, it can probably be really enticing to go for it. In your mind, you've made the decision, we're going to do this, we're going to try it, go, go, go. But don't settle. Don't maybe take the first offer that comes to the table just because it's the first offer. Make sure that it's somebody you are comfortable with, that you have kind of a vibe with, whatever it is, it's going to do it for you, but don't settle would be my advice.
Yeah.
What do you think, Madison?
Preach. I agree. I agree with all that. And then on the other hand, for the male partner or the husbands in this sort of scenario whose partner is going off to do this sort of play, from a guy's perspective, Barry had shared that this scenario takes a lot of trust and communication. It's really important to make sure that the foundation of your own relationship is solid before you go out and do these types of things. Otherwise, you might be playing with fire if you're not in a good place with your partner to begin with. So it really depends on the moment and the vibe of your own relationship. And when you're planning these types of scenarios, maybe perhaps it'd be best to do it when you're like the male, so in the couple setting, if the male of the couple is busy or is traveling or is away for a weekend, maybe that's a good time for the female to have this hot wife experience. So the male isn't at home just like, oh my God, what are they doing right now? I'm obsessing about this. Yeah. Is she okay? Is that what is going on? No, he's distracted. He's out and about. Maybe on the back of his mind, he knows what you're doing. So it's hot, but he's not at home bored, obsessing about it.
Yeah.
So not only doing the play, but planning it appropriately.
Yeah. And I think that definitely holds true for Gary. And even we've sort of tried to explore flipping the script. And I feel the same way. Like if Gary does find an opportunity to go have his own experience.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to just be like sitting at home with fucking Bridgerton feeling sad and sappy and whatever. Like, I would want to be more distracted. So maybe that's something that you would want to consider as well. But.
And tips for the single men that we know we definitely have listening.
Hey, guys.
The single men in this types of scenario. So not to sound harsh, but basically know your place, know your role in this setting. Mm-hmm. Like we said, the female half isn't out there looking because she's lacking. For the most part, we don't think she's lacking something in her relationship. Yeah. That's not why we do it. It doesn't matter like how big your cock is or this or that, how big your muscles are. Like she's not going to prefer you over her husband. Like this is something added on and beneficial. Its focus should be on her pleasure. The focus is on her. So for the sake of that, like fucking manscape and take care of yourself and do all these things, have good hygiene to make it a good experience for her. Like it's not about, unfortunately, I don't think it's about the single guy. Not that they should be pushed to the wayside. They deserve respect.
Oh, yeah.
But the primary focus is, I think, on the female experience in this type of setting. because of that, you want to also have the trust of their male partner so that it is a good experience. So if you can engage with the male half of that female you're going to play with, engage with the couple all in one group text, maybe just have some sort of respect, not just sending a dick pic and waiting to get fucked by this married or partnered person. Yeah. I think it really goes miles from what Barry has experienced with someone I've played with separately. Like, having that good relationship and communication really helps a lot.
Yeah.
Versus like just feeling like your wife's off fucking this jackass who thinks he's tough shit because he got to fuck your wife. Like, yeah. No, that's not just what it's about.
Right, right. Yeah. And I think for Gary, like when we've talked about it, I think a big piece of the puzzle for him is he wants to be able to know that I will be safe.
Like, oh my God, absolutely.
Like, I think that, you know, is pretty much his primary concern. So, yeah. For single males, just understanding that the couple is making the decision. I think at least in our cases, again, maybe it's different in, you know, different dynamics. But I think speaking for us, Barry and Gary need to know that we are going to be safe and well taken care of by this individual, you know, whoever it is. I think that's a huge piece of the puzzle that,
oh yeah.
Yeah, like you said, like you're not just off with some jackass. I mean, just as an example, I guess in my case, Gary has actually met each of the men. Like, I kind of, in my head, again, I have like these three examples. Mm-hmm. Gary has met all three of these men. So when the opportunity arose for me to have these experiences, again, like there was already that comfort level. That like we knew these people. Exactly. So that, you know, made all the difference.
Yeah. Honestly, I think our big takeaway from this whole segment is with every experience or many experiences in the lifestyle, hot wifing really has the potential to be super fucking good, sexy, and hot, or really bad, or maybe somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
But if you have that trust, that communication with your partner and this other single that you're playing with, I think that will help to make it a very fun, sexy, enjoyable experience and satisfying for everyone that's involved in the play.
Yes.
So get out there and try to be a hot wife. Fuck yay. Yeah.
Hot wifery.
All right, we're going to take a break and then we'll be back for a going deep segment. I have a sexy story for you.
I can't wait.
Hey there, twisty friends. Let's talk about something important, your sexual health. As swingers, we all enjoy our fair share of sex, including oral sex. But how often do we think about the potential risks that are involved? Cue Shameless Care, the experts in STI testing. With Shameless Care, you get at-home testing kits that arrive in discreet packaging. You get a virtual physician consultation, unlimited questions, and free virtual follow-up care for any positive results, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Shameless Care offers the most comprehensive STI testing available, and if you visit their website and use coupon code FWAT, you can receive $30 off of your order. That's right, friends. Just visit shamelesscare.com and use coupon code FWAT for your next purchase. We're certain you won't be disappointed.
All right, friends, here we are. Last segment, episode 51, going deep. We are about to get so deep with Madison and an MFM story. We're going to need a fucking headlamp to get back out. It's going to be amazing.
Wow. Shit. Okay. Okay, that was my intro.
All right, do all it. Right. Tell us what. I'm ready. I'm on the edge of my seat waiting to hear the deets of this
holy
story.
Fuck. All right. I guess you're coming inside me for this one. So, wow. All right. So as we said earlier, yes, this is a threesome MFM story. And I'm just going to get right into it. So Barry and I met up with who we are going to call Chris. He said we could use his real name, but I don't know. I still feel weird about doing that. So he will be called Chris. All right. And he is a listener. That's actually why we met him. Like, that's the only reason I think we probably would have crossed paths.
Oh, okay.
And with whom we've all four of us actually met at PGC before.
Ah.
So.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, yes, you do know who he is. And so, Chris, just to put it into perspective, he is a male about my height or so. and in shape, some facial hair, but mainly like clean trimmed all around. And he has this cute, sweet, welcoming smile. Oh. So hopefully that paints a nice picture. So
is he like athletic, muscular, long hair, mullet, short hair? Like what's happening with where? What else? What else you got?
I wish he had a mullet. No, I'm just kidding. But they are pretty cute. No. So he's like in the middle, like similar to Barry. He's not like one extreme or the other. Mm. He's not like, sorry, I'm just being, he's not like the super fit pro athlete sure. guy. He's like a normal average guy who obviously takes care of his body.
Great.
Cares yes. about his appearance. So he's in good. Shape in that realm. Hair? I'm trying to picture like, I don't know. No, not long hair. Like clean, all right,
no mullet. All
right, short fine. Shaved hair on okay. his head. Well, not that he has long hair anywhere else. I'm just saying, like, okay. clean, as I said, cleanly trimmed, literally all around his body. So nice, perfect. Short, the perfect amount of facial and head hair.
All right.
So we all three met at a casino, which is about 3 hours from him and actually about 1 hour from Barry and I. So he went the extra mile, literally, to meet us. And right. he didn't care. He said, I'll meet you anywhere. He was even going to drive even further to meet us where we live. But we chose this kind of neutral ground. So,
yeah,
we chose that. It was a place that we could both stay. So that it just seemed like a great option.
Okay.
And so when we were there, it was at a, like I said, a casino. So we hung out at the one main, like, central casino bar for a bit when we first met him that night.
Okay.
And then throughout the night, Chris and I, we went off to gamble at the slots a little bit while Barry held down the fort at the bar because, you know, spots at the bar are like a hot commodity.
Well, yeah.
And I thought it was kind of fun. I felt sort of awkward going off with him and gambling just because I'm still not fully comfortable in that realm of like being fully comfortable in myself with somebody else. So it felt slightly weird just being off with him. But Barry was like, go, just go do something. So anyway, we played. He taught me how to do the slots because I don't fucking gamble. We both ended up winning $4. So yay.
Oh, all right. Big spenders.
We won something. He gave me his little tips and tricks. I think he thought I was probably a fucking idiot and he's like, I'm never gambling with her again. But anyway, so we went back and then like after listening to the band at the bar for a bit, we did some Fireball. And way back, I don't know if anyone recalls, but I shared this story with 3 Fireball shots. And like that was us from that night. I was alluding to the fun night that we had. That was on our Instagram story. So
was there any like dancing?
No. To be honest, the music that the band was playing wasn't like super sensual, clubby. They were just doing random hits. I almost yelled out, play Wagon Wheel, like just a random shit. Like it was kind of one of those nights.
Huh? All right.
So it was just live music, like a singer and someone on the guitar. So it was very simple.
Okay.
But it was cute. It was fun. I actually excused myself up to our room. And to be honest, this whole excusing myself to the room thing was all Barry's idea. He's like, do it this way. I think we should do it this way. I was like, okay. Because I was nervous. Yeah. I get like nervous of how it's all going to play out. So I literally drank like almost a full bottle of champagne before any of this even happened.
Before you even met him for the night?
Just to set the mood. Yeah. I was like, just chill. Just be classy. Just drink this champagne. So, yes, that was the plan. So I did as I agreed, and I excused myself up to our hotel room, which is right up from the casino. Don't need to leave anywhere.
Perfect.
So I told Chris and Barry that they should both join me shortly after I leave them. So I left them at the bar together.
Okay.
And I went up to our room. I got into this dark green lingerie set. Again, yes, I've also shared a photo of me in this. It doesn't really matter, but as I describe it, maybe someone will recall a photo of it. But
sure. Always nice to have the visual.
Yeah. It was a dark green teddy. So, like, straps over the shoulders, covers most of the stomach, but it didn't attach to any bottoms.
Yeah.
The bottom part, after it got to my waist, was garters with no stockings. So I had the garter straps around my thighs, and the bodysuit top part would clip to those garters. It didn't come with any underwear, so I didn't wear any underwear.
Fuck that. Fuck underwear.
So it was just this like lacy bodysuit that attached to these garters on my thighs. And that was it.
Perfect.
Hopefully access. That makes sense. To also set the scene, I had also taken 2 of the Love Your Libido gummies about an hour and a half prior to even going up to the room.
Okay.
So before we even met him, I had already taken 2 of those gummies. Not the Shivers. It was the Love Your brand.
Yeah.
So Libido. And for me, those usually take about 2 hours to work.
Mm-hmm.
So they did. Woo! And literally because it was already an hour and a half after taking them that I went up to the room, I was so fucking horny. Like, I genuinely was. I was taking selfies and I sent Barry a photo of me, like, ready to go. And I was like, I'm fucking horny. Like, where are you? Let's go.
Get up here.
Little did I know, like, they met in his room and did a shot of Fireball without me. Oh! They were just chilling, being bros. And here I am, like, come to me in the room. So finally, the guys came into our hotel room. We invited him back to our room. And honestly, shortly after that, we got right to it. Like, we didn't have any drinks or anything else up in the room. We pretty much got right down to it. So Barry excused himself to the bathroom. And before he did so, I kind of, like, whispered over, like, is it okay if I start...
Yeah.
Like, doing things. I didn't want him to come into the room and just be like, oh, okay, I guess they're starting without me.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, no, it's
very
okay.
Very nice of you. Yeah.
So Chris and I started to make out actually pretty passionately.
Mm.
While I was still sitting at the bottom edge, like the bottom corner of our bed, because our room had two beds.
Uh-huh.
So we had a play bed and a sleep bed.
Level expert.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a play bed and a sleep bed.
So I was sitting at the corner... bottom of one of our beds, and he was still standing. So I was like arching up and leaning up into Chris to make out with him. And while I was doing so, I was rubbing up and down his body, grabbing behind his head to just pull him closer. Because right before we started to play, I was so turned on by everything that I had no panties on. Sitting on the bed, I was literally like moving my ass and my pussy like back and forth to feel the bed because I needed something to touch me. Yeah. Like, I was so
ready
amped.
To go.
So I was pulling him in to make out with me that whole time. And then Chris, he then moved to unbutton his top. He took off his pants, and that's when Barry came back in. He started joining in and doing the same. So the guys were like undressing in front of me.
Okay.
And I reached over, started stroking Barry off, like over his boxers, because he took his pants off, but had his boxers on.
Mm-hmm.
And Barry started kissing me. And then, because I was at the edge of the bed with no panties, Chris then went down on me. So he was going down, licking, eating my pussy while I was making out with Barry, stroking Barry over his boxers. Chris was so gentle, but like so sensual with it all. Like, it was very fucking hot. It was very soft.
Okay.
But hot. So like, it was like he was just feeling it out to see what I liked. So then I started to lay back. I was on my back on the bed and just being devoured in lingerie by this man while my husband was passionately making out with me. Mm. It was pretty much heaven, basically.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I would say.
Somehow, you know, there's always that blur, the haze of arousal that you don't remember every detail. Somehow I then ended up on my knees on the floor with both cocks in each hand. Like, I had one cock in each hand.
Okay.
And then I went back and forth sucking off each guy for a short bit just to make sure they could get as worked up as I was.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be on a whole nother level without them. So then that happened and I got back onto the bed on all fours. I started to give Barry head while Chris came back behind me and was eating me out from behind, like pussy to ass, which, by the way, is my favorite thing.
The best, yeah.
It's
good stuff.
And all the bits, whatever's in between, he was eating and licking that too. And just holy moly. Like, again, it was just this sensual, soft, but then like more intense as he got towards my ass, like the perfect, like... All I can think of is the word ombre. You know, it goes from light to dark. Like, it started soft to dark. Okay. Like, this perfect flow of things. So,
right.
I fucking loved it so much.
Mm.
And every time I did love it, it worked out for Barry because I would suck harder and deeper on Barry's cock because I was feeling so good from the other end. It, like, pushed me into his cock more. So
nice.
That was amazing. So then, thankfully, we prepared. There were already condoms out on the bedside table. So I slid a condom to Chris. And in that moment, Barry told Chris to fuck me from behind because that was my favorite position.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, sir. That's correct. That's what happened. So I pushed back up onto my knees. So I was on all fours. Barry got up a little bit. So his cock was still in my face. So I was still sucking Barry off this whole time. And my ass was just pushed in the air at the end of the bed for Chris to get to. So he stood right behind me, started to fuck me doggy style. Hard, good. Like, it wasn't just a hard and fast all at once. Again, it was the same crescendo. Like, it started slow
okay.
and then fast. And then I actually got so turned on. I was like, please spank me.
Yeah.
Just, you can tell when I'm feeling good if I say that. So he did. He did it hard. And then he did it soft. And I was like, oh, my God. Yes. Like, that fucking did it for me. So, again, God bless Barry. He was winning out for all this because every time I was so fucking into it, I sucked on his Barry's cock even harder. So, he was fucking loving it. And then eventually, after all this play, Chris had come, like, I could feel it in the condom. Everything mm-hmm. was good. I actually had subsequently, like, came more than once, but mm-hmm. definitely close to the same time that he did. Mm-hmm. So, Chris excused himself. And Barry then slid a condom on, and I just got on top of Barry and started fucking him. We fucked for a little bit, and then Chris came out of the bathroom, like, gave us some really good positive feedback and, like, cheering
go
on.
Go team!
Like, said how hot it was to just watch us, like, aww. See it from that point of view while he was getting dressed, because I felt like he didn't want to overstay his welcome.
Yeah.
That's just how it came across. So he was getting dressed, and then Barry and I, we took a break so we could properly thank this gentleman for joining us, which we did. And then I walked him to the doors, and I gave Chris this, like, delicious goodnight kiss on his way out of our room. Like, he aww. Thanked us for the experience. And then really what happened was Barry and I went back to quite a bit more of some reconnecting sex immediately after this play.
Okay.
And I feel like we were just on this high that we were riding from the whole hotness of the evening. I was still on this high of being so sexually turned on by everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we fucked for a good while after that. And, like, we made the most of this. And that is a perfect example of, it wasn't a hot wife for me experience, but, like, we were so driven by the sexualness of this encounter
mm-hmm.
that it benefited us immediately.
Yeah.
And it was super fucking hot.
Yeah.
And yes, we plan to meet him again, I think.
Yeah.
But it was one of those, we met in the perfect place, like, neutral place. We could both stay there. No one had to drive after drinking. We could play. We didn't have to really clean up too much after ourselves. We were in and out. Like, it was just the perfect fucking night, to be honest.
Sounds pretty fucking amazing.
So, yeah, that was that. And I'm thankful. So, thank you, Chris.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just going to try to collect myself over here. Thank you, Madison, for that super sexy story. All right. So, before we just totally ride off into the sunset on that sexual high... do you have a takeaway message, something that you learned or a tip or trick that we can share with our listeners?
This is totally spur of the moment because I didn't know you were going to ask this. But what I do recall is that because we had met him at PGC prior, that night at PGC, Chris and Barry talked a lot at the bar. Not a lot, like
some.
An adequate amount of time. Yeah. They connected, like, talked, did drinks together. Mm-hmm. They formed this base bond. So then when we had the chance to meet up with Chris again for some actual play, like, there wasn't any weirdness. Like, it was pretty comfortable. Barry was cool with it because he'd already met him and known mm-hmm. him. I've already met him. Like, it says something to maybe just not always doing things right off the bat, like having that first meeting and not playing mm-hmm. so everyone is cool. Because it also kind of heightens the desire or the looking forward to of,
yeah,
I've already met you. We already know we think each other, like, good looking. It's mm-hmm. sexy. It's hot to then come back and have that full experience. Yeah, so
absolutely.
Maybe that's my takeaway. Again, hounding in that foundation of your partner getting to know this person you're playing with ahead of time.
Right.
Doesn't always work out that way, but damn, I think it makes a difference.
Yeah.
So, and threesomes are great. So there's that.
Yay. Well, all right, friends.
Mic drop. Bye.
Go get a towel. Just calm yourselves down because that's all we've got for episode 51. So thanks for taking us out on a high, Madison. Thank you for joining us. You know that we love you, I hope, by now. We want to hear from you. You can always connect with us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram at FWAT_podcast. You can always drop us an email at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Feel free to leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We would greatly appreciate that. Just helps us sort of get the word out for anybody who's not our friend yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to bring everybody on board. So
join us.
Leave a review. Let them know. And then that's it. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Or just chill till the next episode.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.